Joined this morning by Ron Peterson, President and CEO of Baxter Regional Medical Center, and COO David Fox. And Ron, good morning. How are you?
Well, happy Thanksgiving, Bob.
Well, you too. You know, we continue our coverage with Ron Peterson this morning. And Ron, well, let's start with an update on the latest statewide numbers.
Okay. I think everybody realizes this, but we are very high overall in the state. We went up in total cases by over 2,000 yesterday alone, and we're up to 148,312 total COVID cases. We have 17,057 active cases, which is up again on a statewide basis by about 330. Of those 17,000 active cases, there's 988 in the hospital. And Bob, that's our concern and issue, is hospitals are getting very full on a statewide basis, so we need to be careful there. Of those 988 hospitalized, 160 are on ventilators. And unfortunately, so far, we've had 2,405 deaths due to COVID. In Baxter County, we're up to about 1,329 total cases and 255 active cases, which is, again, fairly active and fairly busy. We have seen 27 deaths in Baxter County. If you look at Baxter County and the five contiguous counties here in Arkansas, there's 561 active cases. And Baxter County is definitely the most active with 155, but Marion has 115, Fulton 78, Izzard 62, Stone is down to 20, and Searcy has 31. As a system, Bob, we have tested 11,013, and in the last couple of weeks, we've really picked up on the number of positives. We're up to 784 positives out of the individuals that we've tested here within our system. Currently, we've had a total of 207 COVID admissions to the hospital. We currently have 25 inpatients. 8 of those are in ICU. 7 of those, unfortunately, are on ventilators. And, Bob, we've had a total of 181 employees at the hospital test positive for COVID, but we're down right now. I don't know if anybody remembers, but last week we were like 55 or 57, and we're down to 29 active cases. And, of course, every one of those individuals are at home and in isolation.
That's good news, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's very good news. We're happy about that. And I thought I'd also, since I was talking numbers, I thought I'd just report that, you know, UAMS was here last week. They did all-day testing. They did 215 tests during that time period that they were here, and we did have 21 positives out of those 215 tests. So that's give or take, but pretty close to that 10% level, which, of course, you're trying to stay under, and we'd like to be significantly under that 10%.
Ron, you remember the first time UAMS tested here? You and I were there, and it was back in April, I believe.
I think it was back in April, and they came, and
just a handful showed up to get
tested. I was
going to
say, we maybe had 50, just a handful showed up, and I'm not sure if we had one or two positives, but we sure didn't have very many positives at all either. So things have changed, definitely.
Ron, you've been named to the governor's COVID-19 task force. Tell us about your role on the task force and what the next steps might be.
All right. Well Bob, I do feel honored that I'm on that task force. The task force has been asked to split up kind of into four subcommittees, the bed coordination, the resources committee, the compliance committee, and reducing the spread, because the governor called for the winter task force just to really focus on COVID for these winter months and try to reduce the number of COVID cases. One of the suggestions that the task force had that the governor's implemented is closing the bars by 11 o'clock. I think everybody's aware of that. And I think next week you'll hear about some more suggestions for action that are coming from the task force that are going to be presented to the governor next week. And so hopefully I think the public will hear more in the next couple of weeks.
David Fox is COO at Baxter Regional Medical Center. David, how is Baxter Regional Medical Center doing on testing supplies, and how long does it take to get results back?
Well, thanks, Bob, and thanks for having me. You know, the supplies are still limited here at Baxter Regional, and we continue to work our network to ensure that we have ample supply to take care of our patients here within our hospital and health system. And we want to continue doing a great job of testing in the community, but supplies are limited. And the second part of your question was, how long does it take to get results back? Bob, we've seen results typically coming back within 48 to 72 hours. And so we want to continue to do a good job of taking care of those that need those test results and get them in a timely fashion. 48 to 72 hours is what we're seeing right now.
And we're getting a lot of calls here, and I know you are at the hospital, about additional community-wide COVID-19 testing day schedule.
That's correct. You know, we continue to work with UMS, but I will tell you that I'm proud to share with you this morning that Baxter Regional Medical Center is going to do a community-wide COVID testing. We're going to launch that following the Thanksgiving holiday, beginning on Wednesday, December the 2nd, for the hours of 8 a.m. to 4:30. We're going to, and each day thereafter, we're going to begin with community-wide COVID testing. So, again, on Thursday and Friday of that same week, on December 3rd and 4th, and then resuming Monday, December the 7th through the 11th, as part of our community-wide response to the novel coronavirus, Baxter Regional Medical Center here is establishing that temporary community-wide COVID testing operation at the east entrance of the medical center's campus. A couple key elements, Bob, if you can let me continue, I want to share them. They're important.
Certainly.
If you have any typical COVID symptoms, including fever, cough, respiratory distress, diarrhea, please first contact your primary care physician who can provide recommended next steps. If COVID testing is recommended, we will establish a call center. Please call Baxter Regional's dedicated COVID-19 testing pre-registration line. I'll give you that number. It is 870-508-7047. And we will do some registration over the telephone by gathering your email address and your insurance card, if you have insurance. But if you do not have insurance, it is not required. This is not a walk-in center for COVID-19 testing. I want to reiterate, this isn't a walk-in center for COVID-19 testing. All testing will be required to be scheduled through this COVID registration phone number. This is supported through our collaboration of our own infectious disease physician, Dr. Raymond Bandy. Dr. Bandy is an internal medicine infectious disease physician who joined Baxter Regional back in April of 2020. We do have one more comment here about scheduled patients will pull up in their cars. They'll have a time that they'll come in and a brief verification of their identity with the hospital staff. And the hospital personnel will collect the sample with a typical nasal swab. The whole process should be less than about 10 minutes, and there is no out-of-pocket expenses to the patient. Again, how long the test results? You'd asked that earlier, but 48 to 72 hours. Lab results will be provided through an online health portal using that email registration, or they can be mailed to your home with the mailing instructions that you provide to us at that time.
All right. Thank you. Ron, how many of these programs have we done? Do you know? I can find out.
Yeah. Oh, how many of these radio programs?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you meant testing. But, you know, we were on daily.
Mm-hmm.
First, I'll say 6 weeks, and then we went to three times a week, and now we're down to once a week. So we have done several.
Well, you've done a great job keeping the public informed on what's going on. You know, you tell them, here's the way it is.
Well, thank you. We want to make sure that we're transparent and that we communicate with the community so they are aware of it because, you know, everybody can really make a difference in this. And I really believe that if people wear their masks, and I know Thanksgiving holiday is upon us, but if you do wear your masks and social distance, you can make a difference on how many patients end up in the hospital and how overrun the hospitals on a statewide basis are. And so we would really appreciate people's support and help. And, you know, as we go into this Thanksgiving holiday, we all are tired of COVID. There's no question. I got to tell you, COVID's not tired of us. And so we got to keep our protection up and wear our masks and keep our social distancing, wash our hands, and keep our hands, which is my hardest thing, keep our hands away from our face.
Mm-hmm. You don't notice how many times you do that until you start. So you think about it, my goodness.
You start talking about it, and then you start counting yourself, and it's like, oh, my goodness, I can't believe that.
Ron, thank you very much.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Have a great day, Bob.
You too. That was Ron Peterson, President and CEO of Baxter Region Medical Center. Baxter Region COO David Fox with our Wednesday COVID-19 update.